Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 268. Here is the extracted text from the image, Georgia, Fulton County. Exhibit J, State of Georgia, no. This Fulton Superior Court, Leo M. Frank, personally appeared W.P. File, who makes this affidavit to be used on a motion for new trial in the above-stated case. Deposing, he says on oath that he was present in the courtroom during the trial of Leo M. Frank for the murder of Mary Fagan, for two full days during the trial and from time to time on other days, that at the time of the facts hereinafter stated, deponent was sitting just where the jury passed going from the jury box to the rear end of the courtroom. He was sitting on the front row of the spectator benches. During the course of the trial, deponent saw the jury pass to the jury box from the rear of the courtroom. The jury passed immediately by this deponent and also by a man, whose name is unknown to this deponent, but who was a spectator in the courtroom who was sitting about 3 feet from this deponent just across an aisle, no one being between this man and deponent. As the jury passed this man at the time specified, this man took hold of one of the jurors. He took the juror by the hand with one hand and grasped his arm with the other hand and made a statement to him, said something to the juror which this deponent did not understand sufficiently to be able to quote, but this deponent says that he made some statement to the juror while he had thus by the hand and arm. Further deposing, he says that this act was witnessed by Plenty Minor. So that deponent believes, for the reason that as soon as this happened, the said Plenty Minor immediately came back to this man and threatened to put him out of the court. Plenty Minor told this man that he, Plenty Minor, saw him, the man, take the juror by the hand and say something to him. The man remonstrated with Plenty Minor, and this deponent 184.